Hello, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Creation Science Hour. We're glad you joined us. This is Kent Hovind talking to you live. June 21st. Can you believe 2004 is almost half over?
We've come a long way.
We have come a long way. Right. Let's see. This would be the longest day of the year, June 21st.
It seems that way today as well. Yeah. I mean, this is just phenomenal. Amazing the things that are going on up here, too. So.
I mean, the sun comes up the earliest and goes down the latest on June 21st. Summer solstice. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, if you want to be on the program, you can call in 850-479-3466 and go to extension 136. And our lovely Jonathan will pick up the phone and say, hi, what do you want? And he'll put you on the air with your questions. We are the folks here who believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. We believe the evolution theory being taught in our schools is one of the dumbest, absolute stupidest and most ridiculous religions in the history of humanity. So if you believe you came from a rock, hey, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry somebody lied to you and told you that, but we can help. We have the technology and we can help. So call in 850-479-DINO, extension 136, or you can AOL instant message us at Dr. Dino Live, DrDinoLive, and we'll be glad to answer your question. See, we've got a stack in front of us of testimony and all kinds of things going on here. Let me get to the right pile here. Got it. So if you want to, if our ministry has made a difference in your life, write to us. Tell us about it. If you hate us, that's great. We love those anti-Hovind testimonies. How many are on the website now, Jonathan, with a little smile, frowny face?
We've probably got about 20 on there right now, but we've got so many, you know, in the waiting that we're actually processing through right now.
Well, some kid sent me one a few weeks ago, and he said, please don't put, he says, this is an anti-Hovind email, but please don't put it on your website with your little frowny face that shakes back and forth.
We actually had a, an evolutionist agnostic guy write in today and let me know how disgusted he was with the attitudes that many of these atheists and scoffers have towards us. You know, he is a, I'm not going to say he's neutral because he's not. He has a very strong bias for, you know, naturalism. But he's still, some people out there do have some respect. And I would say the vast majority that we encounter don't. But right. There are a few out there who do. So I especially love hearing from those guys, too.
Yeah, we love hearing from them. And somebody asked me, they said, now, do you edit the letters? Because the ones from the atheists and evolutionists have misspellings and poor grammar, and they make the atheists look stupid. I have an, it's in my to-be-answered pile. I said, no, we don't edit the letters. We put them on exactly like we get them. Sometimes mm-hmm. the Christian letters are, have misspellings and things like that, too. Okay, well.
Yeah.
But the atheist ones really are funny to read, you know. So.
They're just so mad they can't type straight, you know. I've been there before. It's difficult. So.
Well, anybody thinks they came from a rock needs help.
Yeah.
So we're here. We can help them. We have the technology. Or like Ali G said, the technology. Man, he had me bamboozled on that program. I couldn't believe it. Somebody called and said, I can't believe you were on the Ali G show. I said, I had no clue who Ali G was until I showed up at the studio. And that guy, wow, what an interesting program that was. It's been about a year ago now. Blindsided. Oh, okay. I've been there before. Here we go. Some testimonies have been sent to us. Oh, announcements. I forgot. If you want to come to the Southeast Creation Conference, folks, can they sign up on the website yet? Just go right there.
Yeah, the forms are on there, drdiner.com.
Okay.
And so they can just print out the forms and send them in if they like. And we're trying to get an online form to where they can just fill it out online and it sends us the information.
Okay.
So.
I mean, September 17, 18, 19, Friday night, all day Saturday and Sunday morning. Great speakers. Excuse me, Dr. Jack Cavazzo is going to be speaking. He's the author of the book Buried Alive. Dr. Carl Baugh from Glen Rose, Texas, is one of the experts on the footprints there in Texas. Dennis Swift from Beaverton, Oregon, will be speaking. And we hope to do this every year and get lots of good speakers in here. And let's give folks a chance to come to the Southeast Creation Conference here in lovely Pensacola. And September, if there's no hurricane, is a beautiful time to come. And the conference is only $50. You can't beat a deal like that. That includes getting an audio tape of all of the sessions. I mean, it's 16 audio tapes you're going to get for $50, including all and one of the meals and the whole conference. Can't beat a deal like that. Next year, we'll raise the price to $500 to make up what we lost this year. Okay, here we go. Susan Furler writes in. Sorry, I accidentally sent the message without finishing my message. Oh, this is... This is from yesterday. I think I answered the one yesterday. The last one I did was Susan's. So this is the continuation.
I guess so. Yeah, probably.
What was the first part about? I don't know either. I slept since then. Not much, but a little bit. Susan writes in, I accidentally sent the message without finishing my message. I came across the tape series on a shelf at my place of employment. I work at the Lighthouse Mission in Bellingham, Washington, and it is my opinion that the staff here have either not watched it or have forgotten about it. I'm going to recommend that the chaplain take a serious look at using this in the course of his Bible studies. I am the case manager for women and families, and I also conduct Bible studies. I intend to include your material in the future. My teenagers want to take the tapes to school to show the principal and counselor. We are fortunate that they are also Christians. I'm going to send for materials, but do not feel comfortable ordering things online via credit card. Do the prices mentioned in the shopping section include taxes, shipping, handling, etc.? Why don't you call in, Susan, and ask that question to one of the ladies that'll answer the phone? I don't know all that stuff. I just go preach. But thank you. Glad you enjoyed our material, Susan. Here's one from Jonathan. Now, this, it's two Jonathan. That's you, isn't it? It's from Cameron Spaulding. Get me all confused here. Cameron Spaulding writes in, enjoyed your seminar tape set, especially the longevity chart. I did notice an apparent problem with the birth of Abram. He was 75 when Terah died at 205. Therefore, he must have been 130 when Abram was born. Genesis 11:26, first child is not necessarily Abraham. Yes, Cameron, I'm very familiar with the supposed contradiction or question of how old was Terah when Abram was born. And we have a relatively long answer to that on our website. It's in Frequently Asked Questions. Now, Jonathan, if they go to search our site, they can just type in Terah, T-E-R-A-H, and every time his name is there, it'll find it, right?
Yeah, on every page. We have about 70 to 90 pages of so-called Bible contradictions. So I'm sure it'll probably appear in there a couple times. I'm sure there was some controversy over
his age. Yeah, I think there was an article instead of a Bible contradiction that we wrote about, because we researched that quite a bit and found out it's actually still confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Abram was not the firstborn. We know that. But we put on the chart that Abram was 75 when, or Terah was 75 when his son was born.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the arguments for the age 130, and, well, you can read the article on the website and see, here's all the reasons we gave for and against and said, I don't think it's possible to know for sure. Maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find it, though. There are several key clues. And some people assume, of course, that Abram only left Haran one time. He may have left numerous times. And if you look at the answers they give, you know, for either side, they both have some real obvious assumptions in them. There's an article on one of the creation websites is blasting me over the canopy theory. I just read that yesterday. They said, Hoban's wrong about the canopy because the Bible says in Psalm 148 that praise him, you waters that be above the heavens. So the water's still there. Well, guys, if you'd have called me, you'd save yourself some embarrassment because there are two layers of water. There was one above the atmosphere where the birds fly. There's another one that still is, apparently, above the stars. Psalm 148. So one of the canopies above the atmosphere apparently is gone. The Bible mentions the heavens, three heavens. 2 Corinthians 12, Paul caught up to the third heaven. If only they'd call before they'd write about me, John. I could straighten them out. Tell these critics to give me a call, man. I talk all day long.
I don't think they want to do that, though. If they do that, that would eliminate pretty much 95% of the material on their websites.
That's true.
It would basically dwindle down to nothing more than Hovind's a big mean jerk. You know, that's basically
right.
All they would have left if they called in to actually confront you, you know, person to person here.
So what do we do? Ignore them?
I don't know.
Go win souls.
We'll plow the dirt that, you know, yeah, is ready to be plowed. So
there's so many who want to hear. Let them go mock if they want.
We're doing a good work. We're not going to come down.
Not going to come down to, oh, no. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Linda Dallas. I'm going to get stuck on testimonies and not get anything of the questions there. One more. Linda, L-E-N-D-A. Writes in, first of all, you bless my family putting truth into our hands and have dispelled the lies of evolution. I think I read this one yesterday. Linda Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S.
Read from the bottom left. I replaced all the bottom left.
Oh, okay. I'll read it again anyway. It's a good one. Second paragraph. And speaking of engaging the culture, the second oldest of eight has really taken an interest in creation science. He was even able to help an older scientist teach a seminar using some of your slides. The 100-plus people who attended were astonished at the knowledge that the 17-year-old displayed at the Q&A time. They wanted to know more about the resources that he used. Now even more people are benefiting from your teaching. Your ministry is multiplying. Thank you for laying down your lives for God's Word. So people like us, so God's Word would be given to people like us. A sister in Christ, Linda. Well, thank you, Linda. Awesome. Okay, that's enough testimonies. Let me get to some of the questions. If you want to get yours in the pile, folks, go to drdino.com and click on AOL Instant Message. And you can send it to us, however that does that, through the click of a button, through some kind of wire. And all the government agents are watching it as it goes along and checking to make sure it doesn't have any inflammatory statements in it. And if it doesn't, they will let it come through to us, and we will try to answer the questions as best we can. Okay. Jennifer Henry writes in, my husband and I, along with my children, want to know more about how dinosaurs fit in with creation, the flood, and about the extinction theory. We believe the Bible, but are looking for a way to explain what we believe so I can answer my parents' questions. They are lifetime public school teachers and think we are quacks. I want my children to be grounded in the truth so that whenever they are around them or anyone who is a false teacher, they will be armed with the truth. We have been searching for a few years for this Dinosaur and Bible series. How can we get a copy? Thanks for what you're doing. The Henry family in Ohatchee, Alabama. Well, Henrys, all you need to do is go to the website, drdino.com, drdino.com, and you can order a set right there. The whole seminar, 17 hours, covers a whole lot of topics. It is contains about, 5 or 6,000 visuals in PowerPoint. Lots of stuff thoroughly referenced. We've had thousands of people get saved. It really is helpful to young Christians and non-Christians. And you can call and get that or go to the website. If you call, you go to 850-479-DINO, 850-479-3466. And you can order it right online, right on the phone there. And how else? Or you can call and order a catalog, and then you can do it through mail. So you've got website, phone, or mail. We'll be glad to get a set off to you. Here's Bruce Peterson from Wellington, New Zealand, writes, I heard on one of Kent's tapes something about a cure for snake bites and poison. I can't remember what it is. Wondering if you could help me quick. No, it doesn't say quick. I'm just kidding here, folks. Let's see. An email from 5 days ago wondering about snake bite. That would not be good, would it, John? How do you cure this? We'll talk about that after the break. Hang in there, Bruce. We'll be right back. Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to the second segment here of the Creation Science Hour. If you'd like to join us, you can call 850-479-DINO, 850-479-3466, and go to extension 136, and we'll put you live on the air. Or you can AOL instant message us at Dr. Dino Live, DrDinoLive. Let's see. There we go. Okay. How to get on to AOL instant message. Got to figure this out. All right. Here we go. If you want to get yours in the pile to do by email answer, you can send them to us, and it may be a little bit. Bruce was wondering from New Zealand here. It says, I heard about one of Kent's tapes about a cure for snake bites and poison. Bruce, I cover that on video number 7. We have a, let's see. I meant to look that up during the break, and I got distracted. Seminar Part 7, we talk about, actually, people ask the questions, what about poisonous snakes? I mean, if God made a perfect world, how do poisonous snakes fit in? And it's been discovered that under hyperbaric conditions, high pressure, oxygen, and increased electromagnetic field, poisonous snakes are not poisonous. Here's an article from JARS, if you want to write this down, J-A-A-R-S, which stands for Jungle Aviation and Radio Service. January 1991, our phone number, if you want to call JARS for more information on this, is 704-843-6000, 704-843-6000. They are in North Carolina. Anyway, the article is about, and by the way, these folks, they recommend missionaries carry stun guns because Dr. Roger Guderian in Western Ecuador has treated over 300 cases of snake bite with a stun gun, electric shock. The pain is gone in 15 minutes if the shock is applied within 30 minutes. So they just use high voltage shock, stun gun. My granddaughter got stung by a bee. I don't know if you knew about that, Jonathan. Stephanie got stung by a bee on her finger. And we took a stun gun and shocked it. and stinging, pain went away.
Now, the stun gun itself does hurt a little bit.
Well, yeah.
I actually had one of those a while back. And right. They're not that. They're actually kind of fun when you're using it on a friend or somebody.
Oh, on an enemy. Yeah, on somebody else. Right. It's fun for the shock, or not for the shock E.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, poor little Stephanie, she's, what, 22 months old, she was excited, but boy, when she got the electric shock, of course, then it, you know, even more excited. But it really just within a few seconds, the pain was gone. The swelling began to go down. So it appears that high voltage neutralizes the poison found in quite a few poisonous animals, including poisonous insects. There's an article on Oklahoma Medical Association, January 1990. It's an article. Volume 83 here, page 13, called Treatment of Venomous Bite by High Voltage Direct Current by Dr. Carl Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N. So if you want to get a hold of that, there's a whole lot more in those articles about treating snake bites. Here's a picture of a stun gun here called the Muscle Man, 200,000 volts. Now, the article says a 50 milliamp shock for 60 hertz is the safe medical limit. Many stun guns are 3 milliamps. So 50 the body can handle. Most stun guns are 3. You should shock the bite as soon as possible, straddle the bite with the probes, and shock twice in an X pattern. If more than 30 minutes has passed, connect a wire to one probe and shock through the limb. And it seems to neutralize the poison. Anyway, I don't know. I've never tried it with a snake bite, but I would if I got bit by a snake, that's for sure. So those are the articles. Hope that helps. They're in New Zealand, where you got some really bad poisonous snakes. Or no, is it New Zealand? Yeah, I think it's New Zealand has the really dangerous poisonous snakes, if I recall. Africa has, I think, the worst in the world. They got the mamba or the two-step, whatever it is. You get bit, take two steps, and die. But if you get bit by a poisonous snake or something, it seems, from the guys who've done the research, that high voltage spark, a spark plug wire would do it. You know, pull a wire off of something or a chainsaw, whatever you got, and crank the motor over and zap, zap, zap.
It's crazy to see the extent that some of these snake bites can go to. There was a guy who was bitten by a neurotoxic, I guess, which affects your nervous system, and his muscles were spasming so bad. It looked like, you know, there were water hose inside his legs just going crazy. You know, I've never seen anything, you know, so dramatic. But it is.
Well, and the medical profession's, you know, whole philosophy is based on evolution. So you have to treat diseases with
a bunch of pumping chemicals and stuff.
Pump more chemicals in. You
yeah.
know? And sometimes it works. But you know, sometimes God has a much simpler solution, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Colin, C-O-L-I-N, Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N, I-N-G, writes in. I was introduced to your seminar series through a video shown at our church, Calvary Motherwell in Scotland. And I've downloaded 2 of the seminars onto my PC from your website. I had no success in downloading 3 and 4, and download 5 failed halfway through. I gave up for the evening and returned the next day for another go, only to find that 1 and 2 are now the only ones listed. Is this due to an error problem on the site, or have you decided to remove some of the material? Okay, Jonathan, is there a note on ours about only 1 and 2 are available now?
I should probably put that up. We do get a lot of questions about that. It was basically due to economics and not technical difficulties or anything.
Right.
We had to really cut back on what we're giving out for free. We still would love to give out everything for free, but you just can't sometimes.
Write up a little note and let me look at it and see what we should put on there to say, hey, folks, if you want the rest of the series, you can buy them. We put a fortune into this. You know, if you want it, buy it. Okay, let's see. Colin goes on to say, I'd also be interested in your list of museums you referred to, as I'm bringing my family to Florida in the next month. Unfortunately, I didn't know where you were when we booked, and so I could have arranged a trip to Dinoland. We'll be staying in Orlando, surprise, and in Port Charlotte, and would appreciate if you could point out some creationist centers in the area. Thanks for the material provided, and looking forward to listening to some of your debates on my journey. Colin. Colin, I don't know if that's quite ready yet. Is it, Jonathan, the list of creation vacation spots?
I've got the folder right here. There's probably 6 or 7 of them so far. And we're actually working on a dynamic list where they can select their location. They'll tell them, you know, some that are close to them, or they can just view them on. But it's not online yet.
Could it be an audio clip where I just simply talk and explain it? Would that be quicker?
You could, but depending on, you know, if they're wanting to sit for 3 minutes or whatever and finally hear one that's located near them, if it just happens to be at the end of your audio message, it'd be a little inconvenient. So,
or six different clips where they click on one and, you know, just by location.
Yeah, we could do something like that. That'd be a little.
I could give a description and give the details and whatever, just to get it done. Make a note for that. Get that done. Okay, here's Brian Fagan, F-A-G-A-N, writes in. Maybe the universe is older than you think. If some scientists were only 10% off in measurements and distances to stars and galaxies, how can you still say the universe is made in one day? God could have created this galaxy or this solar system in one day and still complied with the Bible's description of him creating the heavens and the earth. Do you think that Genesis said that God created all the heavens that ever existed and the earth in that one day? Yes, I do, Brian. He made everything in heaven and earth in one day, 6,000 years ago. To put it in perspective, some people say this galaxy is 50,000 light years across. Given a distance error of 10%, plus or minus 5,000 years, we would not be able to see light from 15,000 light years away. On and on. We've heard this many, many times, this argument. Can you answer that one, John?
Well, he's making a very, very commonly made mistake here. He's assuming that everything started from zip, from zero, nada. He's assuming that the inflation that we possibly see in the universe started from zero. They have so many of these assumptions that they just cannot prove. They have to admit these are assumptions. We got a grasshopper or something out
there.
That's
a tree frog. I thought it was the music to start the break. And I said, there's a tree frog hopping out there. It's quacking. Go ahead.
You know, like you just said, also, the Bible does make it very clear in Exodus 20:11 that everything, all of the heavens, the earth, everything was made in 6 days. There's no room for getting out of that one. You know, a lot of these people like Hugh Ross would have you think, oh, well, they are days, but they're really, really, really long days.
Yeah, millions of years and overlap.
You know, precisely. There's so much fumbling around that these people do, you know, when compromising the scripture. But God makes it very clear that it's 6 24-hour days. He's comparing it to our week. You know,
right.
If we were supposed to go with 6 really, really long days, we would get a lot of work done around here.
Oh,
well,
we already have long days.
Yeah,
we've had long days. Imagine if each day was thousands of years. Wow.
But we do definitely – we have an article on the website. If they go to drdonner.com, they can go to articles and then Bible and creation evolution and then look at does God expect us to tell time.
Yeah.
It's a very long, thorough article.
How many articles do you have on our website?
I have maybe 4.
You're going to become world famous here.
Yeah, maybe someday.
They're going to be writing in and say, how long do they come speak?
Maybe.
Yeah. We'll get you out there preaching, find you a wife. That would solve all your problems. There you go.
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Well, about half of those that get one want to get rid of her later, so – you know, end up getting a divorce. So, not that I'm just not trying to discourage you. It's just, just a fact of life, right?
Just be careful when you pick one, I guess.
Pick slow, yeah. That's wonderful, wonderful. Like, I was on a radio program today from 4 to 6, and the guy said he'd been married 50 years, and a friend of his never got married, and he said, why not? And the friend said, well, I heard that love is blind, and marriage is an institution. And I did not want to spend the rest of my life in an institution for the blind. Okay, well. Hey, my best thing ever happened to me, except after getting saved. My wonderful wife, 31 years now, coming up next month in 3 weeks. Evan Wathen, W-A-T-H-E-N, writes in. I heard a seminar where Mr. Hovind was speaking on all the vitamins, minerals, and oils that the body needs. You have a list of those vitamins, minerals, and oils and amounts that they're needed daily. I've looked online but have not found such a list. Keep up the good work, Evan. Oh, Evan, I do not have such a list. I don't know that one could be made. Because everybody's body's different. It's like asking, how much gas does my car need? I don't know. How far do you drive it? How fast do you drive it? If you're really running hard with your body, you need a whole lot more than somebody who's not doing much all day long. But in a general rule of thumb, if you're taking a natural vitamin that is not synthetic, you can't overdose it generally. You could take a lot of it, and if you get too much, you just get expensive urine. That's all you end up with. Your body picks and chooses what it wants. So I take a bunch of vitamins and say, okay, keep what you want, get rid of the rest. And I probably spend $300 or $400 a year on vitamins and don't have any health insurance. So I save many thousands a year. I just don't get sick. Well, not too sick too often. And if I do, I take care of it with vitamins. Okay, Daniel CIP. R-Y-S, Cyprus, Daniel, you got me on that last name. Daniel writes, on one of your videos, you mentioned vitamins. You said there are three kinds. You said that only one is good, the live vitamins. Can you tell me what company or what it is that you use? Daniel, I hate to do that on the air. I don't want to promote anybody. I don't sell vitamins, and I don't want to, okay? I don't want to get involved in a business, so don't call about that, anybody. But there are some really good companies, I think, that produce some really good stuff. I've taken them for years, and I feel good. Now, that means anything, great. It may not mean anything. I know that's not a scientific test. But call me off air sometime, and I'll be glad to talk with you. I'm in all week. 850-479-DINO is the same number to reach me during the day if I'm here. And then go to extension 136 if you want to reach Jonathan to be on the program right now. Hey, Jonathan, do we ever look up stuff on Lee Strobel? Is he an old Earth creationist?
Lee Strobel is an old Earth creationist. Apparently, he's very well known for writing books called The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ.
Case for the Creator.
Case for the Creator.
Right.
He is an old Earth creationist. I have not looked too in-depth to what he actually believes. I know Heath was looking at some of his books the other day, but I know for sure that he is an old Earth creationist.
Okay. Gary Adkinson writes in, I was wondering if CSE accepts the positions Lee Strobel takes in his new book, A Case for the Creator. Are there any dangerous teachings in the book I should watch out for? I have not seen the book. Do we have any of his stuff here? A Case for, we got a bunch.
No, I don't think we sell that.
We don't sell any of his stuff. I mean, if we have any in the library.
You know, I agree there's a case for the Creator. It's very obvious. The Bible makes it clear that everybody knows there's a God. Now, some people will end up, you know, convincing themselves that there is not one.
Sure.
Their conscience may be seared or something, but, you know, it's just so obvious.
Here it is, in my hand. The Case for Christ.
Yeah.
A Journalist's Personal Investigation of the Evidence for Jesus. Lee Strobel, the journalist. Princeton Theological Seminary recommends it. University of California, Berkeley recommends it. That makes me wonder. I honestly don't know. There are a lot of people. I wouldn't fight these guys too much, I don't think. They're trying to do good, but they're taking the wrong perspective. They're starting off assuming the earth is billions of years old, and now let's go win the world to Christ using, you know, scientific evidence that God made it billions of years ago. I cannot support them at all. Debated Hugh Ross for 3 hours, and then we added several hours of post-debate comments on the John Ankerberg program we did. And you can get that whole series on our website. Oh, let's see. DrDino.com. Kevin, P-A-T-E-L, Patel, writes in, I was wondering if there are any job opportunities at Creation Science Evangelism. Thane, you've been working here for a couple months. People just kind of show up around here, and we put them to work, and then we can't get rid of them, right?
Yeah.
That's great. That's how most people. David, is it 1 Samuel 22? All the people came to King David. Everybody that was needing a job, where have I got that in? Projects folder on here. Staff meeting. I go over that. Every time I open up my staff meeting folder to do stuff, which we'll have Wednesday, it's hilarious to me to see the kind of people God has brought to us. Just some amazing talent. Here it is. 1 Samuel 22:2. This is David's army that later became his mighty men, which are listed as just great men of God in the Bible. 1 Samuel 22:2. And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, that's David, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. So, Thane, are you discontented, in debt, in distress? Let's see, in distress, in debt, and discontented. Any of those?
Maybe one or two of them.
One or two of those three? Okay. Welcome to the CSE. Okay. As far as jobs here, send a resume if you'd like, but we sometimes need folks, sometimes we don't. Right now it's a little thin, so we don't need too many. But stay with us, folks. We'll be back after the break. All right, folks. Welcome to the final segment of the Creation Science Hour. If you want to join us, you'll have to hurry. 850-479-3466, extension 136. Or AOL, instant messages to Dr. Dino Live. Or you can just chat to Jonathan, who debates five atheists at a time on the Internet while he does the program. Is that basically?
Yeah, I did the other day, actually. It was three of them, and then there was a Christian with a bunch of questions. So it was actually four debates.
And what kind of questions do they give you? Anything?
Well, I just had one right here. Apparently there's an atheist who is questioning the ability for two dog types to represent all the dog variants we see today. He says there's no possible way that all that variation can be within two creatures. And, of course, he's absolutely wrong on that one, you know. Even the atheists agree that all the people today, all the women today at least, came from one woman. So they have to agree that that woman had all the genetic variability of all the women today.
Ask this guy that you're talking to on the, whatever it is, chat room or something. Does he believe all the dogs in the world came from a rock? You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you? Tell him you'll give him 50 billion years, okay? They say, oh, over, you know, billions of years. Things. Okay, we'll give you 50 billion. Do you think all the dogs in the world came from a rock? You know? Duh. Man, how on earth don't they see how dumb their position is? I mean, guys, think about it. You know? Okay. Okay, let's take some more questions here. You want to be on the air on the radio program? No, okay. You come on in. You're on the air here. No. Here's one from Barbara Krieger, C-R-I-G-G-E-R, who writes in. I'm looking at your homeschool courses and see that there are only 7 lessons. I need a full year course or at least 1 semester. Is there enough material here to cover this? Each of the courses was a 7-lesson class. They're pretty packed. You could stretch them out quite a bit, I think. Of course, you use a lot of review and visuals and stuff. But probably, no, there wouldn't be enough for a semester or a year. But there'd be an awful lot to get started. I bet many parents, you know, use these and go a long, long time with the 7 lessons because we go through so much material. We keep it real simple and very interesting, but it's pretty fast. And you could always, you know, do 10 minutes and shut off the tape and explain it. And I explain what we just covered because there's a lot of concepts on there. We have, matter of fact, you're putting a special up now, Jonathan, for homeschool classes. Which one are you putting on?
I've got actually 3 specials for homeschools. Some of them are just absolutely huge. You know, we've got Simply Homeschooling, Science in the Bible, Volume 1 through 3, Voyage of the Planets, Exploring Planet Earth, Champions in Mathematics, Champions of Science, The Weather Book. So much material.
That's the whole homeschool. All those books, homeschoolers.
How
much is that package?
It's supposed to be, let's say, $208, but they're getting it for $58 less by getting it, you know, all together.
Say so $58.
$166.
Boy, those books, Champions of Invention, you ought to read those. They are amazing. Champions of Mathematics, Champions of Science. When I was in fifth grade, I got excited about biographies. You know, kids are looking for a hero. I read every biography in the library in our school. There's like 60 of them. You know, I read about Daniel Boone and Patrick Henry and, you know, George Washington and all. I just really got into biographies. And these books, Champions of Invention, Champions of Men of Science, Men of are really good for kids. Probably, I would say, junior age to junior high level. They'll just really get excited about those subjects if they read about some of the heroes through the years that have done great things for God in those fields. So, yeah, the whole homeschool package on special, right? Just going to keep it up for a few days and then take it off. So here's your chance to save a bunch of money and get some books for this fall. Okay, here we go from Dallas. Just Dallas is all it says for a name. Dear Kent, I've been listening to a message of yours called Foundation for the New World Order. I've become very interested and intrigued by what you have to say. I would like to know more about the conspiracies you have found out about. I know there are conspiracy websites out there, but I have found they frequently also include disinformation, ungodly agendas, hysterical tones causing me to mistrust them. I would like to find out the truth of such conspiracies, shorn of misinformation, but instead compiled from a godly perspective. Can you give me a good website? Oh, Dallas, I think you'll find every website has advantages and disadvantages. Every speaker on different topics probably has advantages and disadvantages. I wouldn't give anybody a blanket recommendation and say they are right on everything. I'm not even sure I'm right on everything. I mean, I want to be, obviously, but I can't steer you to the ultimate site that has the answer to everything on it. There are several linked on my site. There's one called conspiracyworld.com by Tex Mars. I don't know that I agree with Tex Mars on everything. I agree with a lot of stuff he says, so that might be good. Alex Jones has a website. Do you remember the name of his, Jonathan? Alex Jones' website. He's on the radio all the time on conspiracy type stuff. Not that that doesn't make him right on things, but AmericanRadio.com. .org. Oh, yeah. Anyway, try those, okay? Ryan Klasses, K-L-A-S-S-E-S, writes in. I came across an article about Dr. Azakov and his apparent recording of screams from hell while digging in Siberia. I found it hard to believe until I heard it for myself. I'm sure you've heard the story. Could it be real? I'm a Christian. I can't find anyone to refute his findings. What do you think? Brian, I think the story is bogus. I don't know that for sure, but I don't think they drilled down and dropped a microphone down a hole and heard voices from hell. Here's what happens a lot, Brian. Some atheist will make up a story like this and start spreading it around just to see how far gullible Christians will take it. It happens occasionally. I don't think it's possible, number one. I don't think it happened. I think, number three, I think they're just making fun of Christians. So I certainly wouldn't spread it around. It couldn't be documented.
Yeah, and of course, when gullible Christians, you know, tack on to this and say, oh, and I see we have evidence that hell exists, and this is later disproven, all these Christians look like idiots, basically, which is what's going to happen when, you know, all these Christians who are saying, oh, the Big Bang is true. God used the Big Bang. The Big Bang is so excellent, like Lee Strobel in them. It's not going to be pretty whenever this stuff goes down as a hoax, you know, in the history books.
Right.
They're going to say, look at all these Christians who believe that God used the Big Bang. Look how wrong they were. That's why we have to be very clear, you know, very obvious that we cannot compromise God's word.
Probably the best illustration in the Bible is Luke 16, where the rich man and Lazarus, the story there, you know, the rich man says, oh, send Lazarus back to talk to my brothers. If somebody comes from the dead, they'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they've got Moses and the prophets. If they won't hear them, they won't hear somebody from the dead.
Yeah.
So we don't need all this sensational stuff. Just, you know, preach the gospel.
Yeah, look at, you know, Christ. He rose from the dead, you know, over 500 witnesses. And we've still got people today saying, no, he didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Miracles don't convince everybody. There's a lot of atheists who say, well, show me a miracle and I'll be convinced. They are lying through their teeth.
Yeah.
You know, if something did happen, a miracle, they would have an explanation for it 2 weeks later.
Well, if Noah's Ark was brought down off the mountain and put in Disneyland, and you could pay $5 and go see it,
mm-hmm.
people still wouldn't believe.
No. Nope.
They don't want to believe. You know, they don't want to, because it's going to cramp their style. Okay, Mark writes in, Dr. Hovind, I really admire what the Lord has chosen to do with your life. I love how you break the word down with the truth, the world down with the truth. However, there's one thing I'm having a hard time understanding. And that is how you and some others will insist that King James Version of the Bible is the only real Bible. Don't get me wrong, Dr. Hovind. The only Bible I read and study from is the King James, and I'm only 18 years old and have little to no trouble understanding it. To tell you the truth, I feel almost scared to read any other version. I need to understand why it is the right Bible. Could you please write me an email that explains in detail why it is the right Bible? Your website would suggest here, only wants me to buy books, it seems. Let's see. Is there an article, Jonathan, has my seminar part 7 been transcripted, and is that online? You know,
we have seminar 1A and B transcribed, but that's as far. It's very tough to do that.
Oh, tell me about it.
If people like to donate their time, they could certainly help us out getting this stuff done.
Put a note on our website if you'd like to donate your time to do the project for us. We'd like to, you know, transcript the rest of the seminar. You remember to do that, Jonathan? Put a note. Here's a pen, right on your hand or something. Just like we have people who want to donate millions and billions of dollars to us, we won't take it. That's not true, by the way. we could use about $500,000 right now. But if you type and would like to type out one of our seminars, that would be a great blessing, and then others will be able to read it online. You will have to adjust the English a little bit to make it, you know, since I taught science and math, not English. That is definitely, might need a little work, I understand. Okay, you won't hurt my feelings on the subject. Donald Patterson writes in, I was wondering if you could help me. I saw on one of your lectures that you had a timeline showing how long everyone lived, Adam, Noah, etc. I'm able to purchase that in the form of a poster. Donald, yes, you can not only purchase that in the form of a poster, you can get it laminated if you want them for placemats. You can get 6 of them for $20. They're $5 each. Or if you get my seminar notebook, the last page is that chart, which folds out to be that colorful poster. Or isn't that on the website as a PDF, the timeline?
Yeah, it most certainly is in our articles online.
articles online.
Yeah, and then there's a link in there called Timelines.
Good. So. Click on that and download it. Katrina Hennessy writes in. First off, I would like to say thank you. My cousin and I have been watching your tapes for the last month now and can't get enough. There is a little bit of a problem, though. Our friends keep asking us all these questions, and so we research our answer and reply to the best of our knowledge. But the other day, someone asked us, why would God bring us into a world already knowing our outcome? So, if he knows everything before we are going to do it, he also knows in the end who's going to believe in his name. Why would he create people and send them to hell? What's the purpose of a pit stop here? The fact that God knows things does not mean he controls them. He chooses to give us free will. We make our own decisions.
Yeah, it's almost like if you were standing in the window, you know, fifth floor of a burning house, you have the option to jump down and save yourself. You know what, you're going to break your leg probably, but there's so much more to gain than just a broken leg. You know, God knew that many people will reject him, but many will accept him. And as a just God, he's going to give us that chance to act out this by ourselves. You know, if God just chopped his hand down the middle of the population, swiped half of them into hell, that is not just. You know, saying, oh, well, maybe you know the future, but why didn't you give them a fair chance? And that's absolutely not in his nature.
Right. You have to give opportunity to repent and fair chance anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that question's been asked for centuries. I guess we have to leave the final answer up to God, but he knows what's best. And he's not willing that any should perish. Anybody can be saved. And these folks teaching, you know, only a few can be saved, you know, the elect. That is just heresy in my humble, totally unbiased opinion. Larry Benton writes in with a strange phone number. Larry 34, whatever country code that is. I don't know that one. Larry Benton writes in, hello. First, let me say, good job on the new looking website. Ah, Jonathan, that's for you.
Yay.
The Lord has blessed Mr. Hovind's ministry so much. I noticed a couple of weeks ago the download tab that you posted all the seminar series from 1 to 7. Now there's only the first two. Does the download tab still say 1 to 7?
The download tab, it used to say 1 to 7. Now there's only two. So, and okay. We covered that basically earlier, okay. The reasons for doing that.
Why were the rest of the seminars taken off? Well, let's see. End of show. We decided we have to... not give quite away so many things away. The website's taking a lot of hits from giving too much stuff away. So call in and order the tapes. Join us again tomorrow, folks. We'll be live. See you then. Bye-bye.